You are now listening to Safe Space, where there is no such thing as cultural appropriation, only trans assimilation.
Respect it, but at the same time, like, even if everybody gets it, like, yeah, people are gonna die. It's just terrible, but, like, inevitable?
Chinese people are disgusting. They'll eat any type of animal. They're dirty.
The moment is finally here. We're about to eat bat.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do this.
I'm Chinese American, and this is someone that I've gone to school with for almost 3 years, who I consider a friend. But it's no wonder that she feels this way.
The first video trending on Weibo and shared by Hong Kong-based Apple Daily shows a fashionably dressed young Chinese woman holding a bat with chopsticks as she nibbled on one of the bat's wings.
I mean, surely a 7-year-old village girl randomly passing by wouldn't admit to eating bat.
Have you ever eaten bat before? She said like in a week, like a couple times.
And it's not something most Westerners would dare to taste. It's a bat.
Young Asian Americans like me are feeling hate infect every part of our lives.
I'd like to just ask the Chinese for a formal apology.
Not only do we have to be afraid about our health, but we have to be afraid about being ourselves.
Like, satu minggu berapa kali?
Okay, but maybe it's like broccoli. They eat it, but only because they have to. What's your favorite part of the bat?
She liked the thigh. She said, like, it's delicious.
Delicious? Really? The eating of bat here is much more common than I expected, but that doesn't mean it's always safe.
What is the risk of eating this?
You could die.
Die?
Yeah.
A Chinese woman eating a whole bat at a fancy restaurant has gone viral as China and other countries in the world are trying to contain the spread of the Wuhan virus, codenamed 2019-nCoV.
There are reports of bat lovers contracting Ebola. How many people have gotten Ebola from the bat?
No, never.
To Westerners, bats are the stuff of nightmares and horror movies.
You mentioned that you don't have to eat it a lot.
I'm gonna do my best, but I'll try to restrain myself from eating too much.
But what doesn't kill me can only make me stronger.
An obscure virus arising from a meat market in eastern China.
As the coronavirus spreads, there's another virus spreading that we need to be talking about.
Let's find out.
It seems like since the start of the coronavirus outbreak, schools have been a petri dish for racism.
Class basically just started, and one of the girls said all Chinese people were disgusting.
I am here right now with Michael, the bat guy.
Goodness.
I wish there was a better name for you. How many bats have you eaten in your life?
Probably, if I can count, like more than 100.
Did you ever get sick?
Nope.
Good. What does bat taste like?
And how does raw bat meat taste?
Tastes like chicken, but
that tastes like chicken. Okay. It tastes like chicken liver. Very organy taste.
Yeah.
The Gordon Ramsay of dark-winged meat.
A separate trending video also shows Cantonese-speaking diners preparing to eat soup made with a bat.
There are thousands and thousands of cases in Italy, but no one's going to fall apart.
The virus is now capable of passing from person to person.
Just say bat and many think of vampires.
No, like, no, seriously, like, no one's boycotting a mom-and-pop's pizza place, like...
Historically, pandemics have stoked xenophobia.
Bat isn't a delicacy here, it's a staple, like Taco Tuesday in the U.S.
In the 19th century, people spread rumors that Irish immigrants carried cholera.
I heard this market was wild and it does not disappoint. This is dozens of bats here. They have a whole pile of bat wings. You can see he's kind of butchering a little bit the bat. Is it yummy? I gotta try this bat at some point.
And tuberculosis was known as the Jewish disease.
The bat was thought to be from a large pot of soup placed in the middle of the table.
In 1900, when a Chinese man supposedly died of the plague in San Francisco,
the bat is roasted until the fur is gone.
Chinatown residents were forcibly quarantined by police, while white residents were allowed to leave the area.
Did she just rip off its penis?
Yeah, it is.
Ice cold.
What's penis?
Coronavirus may have originated in China, but the disease doesn't discriminate in the way that people do.
Sinking their fangs into helpless victims.
It's extremely important that people have accurate information on how to stay safe.
Then cut up into pieces and lightly boiled.
So we can kill this virus without spreading another one.
Much of the meat remains raw.
Our ancestors did, and so will our children and grandchildren.
Dinner is served.
But these men's mouths are watering.
Hi, this is your host Adrian Cody Logan, bringing you the latest in relaxing socially conscious ambient, new age, and everything in between, every single reliable week. You just heard, The Meat is Soft, by Your Niece, from their album Welcome to Acapulco on, what recordings? Now that the whole world remains quarantined with the Trump virus, not only has the rate of Trump infection and Trump death tolls risen, but also the speed at which innovative ambient artists have developed new subgenres within subgenres, like Delaware Pedal Drone and Bite and Beat, New York Hypno Funk, and most importantly, Italian Yip Yip. So turn your back on society, and let your mind do a thrust fall into your safe space.
Yep. Earth,
to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your
It's interesting that Joe Biden is, and you know, I give Meghan McCain credit for this because she opened her eyes to it as I was watching her the other day. She said, Joe Biden, by the way, she defends Joe Biden, says he's a nice man. She said, Joe Biden is.
Vampire bats are the only bats in the world that feed.
Likes to get out and, you know, be among the people and touch people. And when you take away the bill, not that he should be in anybody's space, he's going to be the, you know, strong or the straight arm politician, then he's no longer Joe Biden. He we've taken away the characteristic that people like about him, that he's a man of the people, that he's caring, that he, you know, he wants to be among the folks.
I hear what you're saying. I read it.
It's a master of echolocation.
Joe Biden is not too old to change.
Right.
What he's doing, he does because he thinks it's effective and helps him to connect.
And uses bouncing ultrasonic sound waves
to locate its victim. What we're doing is not doing that. It's doing the opposite of that. His instincts should tell him to stop. The only thing I didn't get out of that video was, if somebody thinks that what you did,
it can fly.
And if they took it negatively, apologize.
But it prefers to sneak up on its prey from the ground.
Excuse me, I gotta get this right.
Close to the skin.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. As we turn now to new developments in sexual assault allegations made against presidential candidate Joe Biden. Last week, The Intercept reported Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, set up to help survivors of rape and sexual assault, refused to fund a Me Too investigation into allegations against Biden. The charges were brought by Tara Reid, who worked as a staff assistant for then-Senator Biden in 1993 when she was in her mid-20s. Tara Reid told journalist Katie Halper in an interview published Tuesday that Biden repeatedly touched her without her consent and sexually assaulted her. A warning to listeners and viewers, her account is graphic.
And that his hands were on me and underneath my clothes. And,
Lapping up the
product. Yeah, and then
fine microscopic grooves line the soft
tissues in the blood. He went down my skirt, but then up inside it.
The blood flows up these narrow tubes and pours into the throat of the back.
Tara Reid approached the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund in January looking for assistance, but was reportedly told the fund couldn't help her because Biden's a candidate for federal office and pursuing a case could jeopardize the fund's nonprofit status.
Thanks to a local anesthetic in the bat's spit, the victim doesn't feel a thing.
I'm at the point where I just find it nobody's disqualified himself.
And a blood thinner keeps the life liquid flowing.
And why should voters believe that you can win the national election?
I was a Democratic caucus.
Without its blood fix every night.
Remember caucus?
The bat will starve to death.
No, you haven't. You're a lion, dog-faced pony soldier. No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it.
And tomorrow night, he will return for more.
Thank you.
over. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is that Spain is all equal in many ways. That's the thing about COVID-19, it doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is that Spain is all equal in many ways. That's the thing about COVID-19, it doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer.
That was Little Miss Sunshine by Bony Soldiers on the Delaware-based Gaff Machine label. And Taylor Swift rips blood from her nose onto the contract by Binary Tard on Utah imprint Provolone Records. We've just gotten word that Bernie has dropped out. Now it is truly the end of the world. No, wait. I'm sorry. I forgot I can vote for the lesser of two evils. I feel better now. Did you know Mar-a-Lago is an anagram for Gala Roma?
How old you are. What amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways. That's the thing about COVID-19, it doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live, how old you are, what amazing stories you can tell. It's the great equalizer. And what's terrible about it is what's great about it. What's terrible about it is it's made us all equal in many ways.
At Woolworths Chullora around 7 o'clock this morning when three women became involved in a toilet paper tussle.
I just want one pack.
No, not one pack.
Staff rushed to aisle 11 to intervene.
Hey, stop.
Call the police.
Apologies.
It's not the Thunderdome. It's not Mad Max. We don't need to do that.
Officers spoke to a 49-year-old woman who told them she'd been assaulted. No arrests have been made, but police are looking for the other two women.
It's just bad behaviour by people that are panicking, and there's no need for any of that panic.
Woolworths released a statement saying, "We will not tolerate violence of any kind from our customers in our stores, and we are working with police who are investigating the matter."
This is a time for people to remain calm. Time for Australians to pull together, to work together, to respect their fellow citizens.
Health authorities are urging people not to bulk buy, concerned the elderly and other vulnerable groups will suffer.
There's no reason to have months worth of supplies at home. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Coles and Woolworths have placed temporary limits of 4 packets of toilet paper per customer, which Coles says should last the average family of 4 around 12 weeks. Supermarkets say they're working closely with suppliers to restock the shelves as quickly as possible, with manufacturers increasing production to meet the unusual demand.
But with supermarket shelves still empty, customers are clearly fed up.
Just very typically Australian.
In what way?
Shameful.
Are they going to stockpile it under their house? I have no idea.
Wait 3 days, no good.
Some are resorting to paper napkins as an alternative.
I did not buy the entire Dollar Tree out of paper towels, toilet paper, and napkins for myself.
Gal Gadot is opening up our imagination amid the coronavirus quarantines around the world.
Day 6 in self-quarantine. And I gotta say that these past few days got me feeling a bit philosophical.
Yeah, look at this wonderful woman who just told me to go F myself and mind my own effing business.
The entire world, everyone, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, we're all in this together.
The Wonder Woman actress enlisted a star-studded group of celebrities to belt out John Lennon's Imagine, revealing that she was inspired by a clip of an Italian man who played the song on his trumpet from his balcony.
He was playing Imagine, and there was something so powerful and pure
really lovely
about this video.
Gal was joined by more than 20 different famous faces, including Kristen Wiig, Natalie Portman, Will Ferrell, Amy Adams, Sia, Jamie Dornan, and Cara Delevingne, who each sang a line of the song.
No hell below us.
Above and I wish I had gotten her earlier when she was telling me
Imagine
to go after myself and mind my own business.
The people
living for today.
But now she's being all calm because she knows she's going to be on everywhere.
Yeah.
It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for.
And no, this is nice.
Imagine all the people.
Oh, it's going to go viral.
Too
bad I didn't get her when she was freaking out and yelling
at me.
Yeah, I see that.
Amazing.
Shouldn't be allowed, though.
I
hope you're not, like, going to go sell it to other people.
No need for greed.
Don't worry, you'll see her on the street corner selling it for double in a minute. I know.
Sharing.
You know, no. She bought it all. She told me to go sell it to my mother.
And there's no surprise the uplifting video has more than 4 million views in less than 24 hours. Gal also shared a powerful message in the caption of the 3-minute clip, writing, "We are in this together. We'll get through it together. Let's imagine together. Sing with us all the love from me and my dear friends."
I did not buy the entire Dollar Tree out of paper towels, toilet paper, and napkins for myself.
Staying at home is my superpower and yours, she added. The sooner we all stay home and keep ourselves from catching this very contagious virus, the sooner we can go back to our lives without losing lives. Gal recently wrapped filming on Wonder Woman 1984, but the film's June 5th release date could end up being delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So,
when I was just trying to get in the door and you knew I was looking at what you had. I hadn't even said anything to you, and you freaked out on me. So obviously, you know you're doing wrong. So where should I go? Where? What street corner should I go to buy it from you?
What do you think of this epic karaoke video? Do you like seeing celebs coming together in times like this?
The one you're a hooker on. Oh, the one I'm the hooker on.
Yep.
I'm not picking it up. You pick it up.
I'm not picking it up.
Well, somebody's got to pick it up.
I'll pick it up. They're clean.
Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. My hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes, my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. Yes,
So, Melisande, there are several 2020 Democratic candidates who are discussing the issue of reparations. I want to play what some of them have said. Let's listen.
I support reparations. I support economically designed programs with race as a conscious part of them that balance the scales and address past ills.
I firmly support Congresswoman Jackson Lee's bill to create a commission to study reparations.
If under our Constitution that we compensate people if we take their property, why wouldn't we compensate people who were considered property and sanctioned by the state?
It's time to start the conversation. We've got to see what it's going to look like. But we've got to confront the ugly history of slavery.
Several others have generally supported reparations. One in particular, the self-help guru, Marianne Williamson, has proposed a $100 billion reparations plan. Now, what would you like to see the federal government do? Would you like to see a policy of reparations, and how do you believe it should be funded?
Travel around the world, giving massages or yoga instruction to Epstein, his rich and powerful friend.
When John Tate was hired, she was a supporting 22-year-old actress. Once played along the Maymont, the movie world is a notorious Lolita Express.
We should be making those masks. We should be moving on those ventilators. We can do that. Why doesn't he just act like a president? That's a stupid way to say it.
You know,
I guess,
Donald Trump
really
was asked on.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back.
There are now calls to sue China for giving the world this coronavirus that has killed 70,000 people so far and absolutely paralyzed the world economy. And China does have questions to answer. They're not just the questions I've raised several times before, like why did China wait weeks to tell the world about this new virus? Why did it punish local scientists who did try to warn us? And that is something else. The general theory is that this virus comes from a species of bat jumping over to humans, and that it all started in the seafood market at Wuhan, where wild animals were also kept and killed. But that theory is now looking very shaky. First up, a scholar from the South China University of Technology recently published a paper saying, wait, according to municipal reports and testimonies from 31 residents and 48 visitors, the bat was never a food source in Wuhan and was not sold in that market. In fact, the Lancet study confirmed the first person who got sick had no connection with the market at all, although many, of course, likely did. Now, this scholar, who used to be a postdoctoral research fellow at Harvard Medical School, no fool, said maybe the virus came accidentally from researchers in Wuhan who'd been working on bat viruses. He said one such researcher at a nearby laboratory, just 300 metres from the market, reported that he'd been splashed with bat blood and urine while researching coronaviruses, although not necessarily this COVID-19, we don't know. And he was quarantined for 14 days. But this scholar who wrote about all this has since told the Wall Street Journal he's withdrawn his paper because he had no direct proofs. But you can imagine what pressure China might have put him under to shut up. And there's more. That bat researcher who got splashed is virologist Tian Zhanghua, who works at the Wuhan Center for Disease Control near the market and has collected bats for virus research. Now, promotional video on him suggests that it sometimes involved poor protection. But there is also another virus laboratory a bit further away from the market, which also work on bat viruses. Now, this government laboratory even advertised twice last year, and showing you a Google translation, for people to come work on new bat and rodent viruses it discovered, and to do research on bats and coronaviruses related to SARS, which this laboratory traced back to bats a decade ago. I should make clear that this research is most likely about preventing illness, not causing it. And when the news broke out that Wuhan suddenly had a strange new virus erupting there, the head of this government laboratory in Wuhan, Xi Zhengli, was called in to investigate. The Scientific American reports, if coronaviruses were the culprit, Xi remembers thinking, could they have come from our lab? Well, later she posted on WeChat, I swear with my life, the virus has nothing to do with the lab. And I have no reason to say she's right.
You just heard. I bypassed the compressor bitesticle from Brooklyn Hypnofunk Label Father's Milk. Aunt. Bipolar Medley by Alexander's Dark Band remixed by Dr. Fudge on DC Recordings. We hope you've enjoyed your journey again with us into a space of peace, calm and healing on the eve of total, global, economic collapse, and civil anarchy. We end tonight with those rising stars of Italian YIP, made up by former members of I Nostri Spedali Sono Merda and Croce Romana. The YIP movement is founded on the principle that everyone is an artist and dedicates itself to making global music utilizing the least amount of effort possible, as effort is only self-oppression in the face of global warming. We leave you now with their remix of Burning Up both by Madonna and Babyland's cover version from their 1992 Flipside Records album You Suck Crap, made by just putting one version atop the other, because who gives a shit anymore? We'll see you again, when you realize you can never truly escape your safe space.
get myself in trouble and say something like I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
Yep.